I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you. Anna from Chanhassen called in, and her question is, says, if you have credit card debt at about $20,000 and you're age 60, are you better off taking out of a retirement account or investment account and paying it off or keeping the debt?
Well, I would generally say at age 50, you still have a number of years to retirement. In principle, I'd want to pay off the debt. You're not going to get ahead if you're getting 4 or 5 or 6% in an investment portfolio and you're paying 16, 18, 19% debt on that money.
Now she's age 60. I don't know if that makes a difference. So
not, age 60, I'm
60,
sorry.
60, yeah.
Yeah. Same principle, you're just later in the process, so I think you may want to more quickly pay that down. And my thinking is, again, like I mentioned earlier, in all of these issues, you don't have to do everything 100%. You can do baby steps, and you can take money. If your retirement plan allows you to borrow money, and that's favorable to do that, that may be a better way to do it if you're in a situation with your personal investments that would require you to sell something that you're not ready to sell now. For whatever reason, you can take it from the retirement account as long as you can then pay that back with your investments. As long as that's favorable and you have the investments outside, you can pay it back. That might be the lowest cost way to do it, depending on the taxes incurred when you have to sell something, on the investment side. But I would take baby steps. Every year I would do something and try to have it all paid off by the time you hit 65 and you go on Medicare and maybe 67 in your Social Security. So I have that kind of time frame to do it. And if you really like what you're doing, it really works well, do it all at once. But my inclination is to take baby steps always. See how it feels, see how it works for you, and try to be out of debt by the time you're retiring.
Ken, we're about out of time, so I don't know if there's any final word of encouragement you want to leave us, but I always enjoy talking with you.
Well, the only thing I would say is this, that this is a time where fear and faith really compete with one another, but they can't coexist. You can't have one without the other. You can't have both. So I would say the number one thing for all of us to keep in mind is something from Isaiah 26, verse 3, where it promises to keep in perfect peace him whose mind is stayed on God. If you keep your mind centered on God, you will not only willingly, but you'll more readily apply his principles to your finances and all the areas of your lives, and you'll reap the reward of that.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.